You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study finds that more than 5 million of those laid off also lost their health insurance and didn't find an alternative during this pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. Nova, Obamacare and Medicaid are among the safety nets. Why have so many been left without coverage?
Yeah, so the healthcare advocacy group Families USA, which put out this study, says these are people who have fallen between the cracks in those systems. And it's a lot of people, nearly 5.4 million workers laid off, so they lost employer-provided coverage, couldn't get on a family member's plan, also couldn't get Medicaid because perhaps they live in a state that did not expand eligibility for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. 13 states didn't. Meanwhile, if unemployed workers are getting additional pandemic aid from the federal government, that extra $600 a week, that counts as income in the health insurance marketplace. And the more income you have, the less subsidies you get. So you have a situation where people are getting needed financial aid, but it's making health insurance less affordable and they're doing without.
Paradox. Now, if we broaden this out, how many people in total are uninsured now in these United States?
Well, the exact number we don't know because the numbers will come out sometime next year from the federal government. But Families USA estimates that nearly 31 million adults in this country now don't have health insurance coverage. The problem is worse in some states. In Texas, nearly 3 in 10 adults are uninsured, a quarter of adults in Florida and Oklahoma each. And in 7 states with the worst uninsured problem, coronavirus infections now are spiking, Dave.
Yeah. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.